This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver City Council has approved a $2.4 million contract with the Downtown Denver Partnership to try to bring more people downtown. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports foot traffic is still down 30% compared to before the pandemic.
The money will come from the federal government's American Recovery Plan. It seeks to increase business for restaurants and shops by using marketing and events. A separate contract with Visit Denver, a different downtown booster group, will focus more on tourism. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Black Coloradans can apply for grant funding from two Denver nonprofits whose focus is reparations for the nation's historic unfair treatment of black people. CPR's Elaine Tassie has more.
As many as 45 grants of $5,000 to $16,000 each will be available for eligible residents, businesses, or nonprofits. The recipients will be those who have experienced systemic racism, said Arthur McFarland II, vice chairperson of the Denver Black Reparations Council.
They should be African-American-led organizations or African-American individuals who have innovative ideas.
The group Black Resilience in Colorado will also be offering grants across the state. The application period will open September 6th and end in late October. Grants will be distributed by the end of the year. Elaine Tassie, CPR News.
A judge has granted a temporary restraining order against a ban on assault weapons in Boulder County. The gun group Rocky Mountain Gun Owners is suing the county over its gun measures. It's the group's fifth lawsuit in Colorado over gun regulations. Another legal challenge seeks to overturn state limits on magazine capacity. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is in Colorado today talking about the Democrats' climate and tax bill. She and Colorado Congressman Joe Neguse are visiting the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.